Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The gospel for this evening is written in the fourth chapter of Mark, and it begins at the 35th verse. On that day, when the evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind them, they took him with them in the boat, and just as he was, and other boats were with him. But a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat upon the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern of the boat, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, and he rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, "Well, why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe, and they said to one another, "Well, who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Here ends the reading of the gospel for this evening. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in our gospel this evening, the disciples cry out, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" As we read, they had attempted to cross the Sea of Galilee, that is Jesus and his disciples, in a violent storm, and that storm threatens to overturn their boat and put all of their lives at risk. Their question stands at the intersection of fear and love. A question that reveals that love is what is desperately sought after, desperately wanted, and yet a question that is fueled by fear. It has been said that there are two basic motivating forces in life. One of those is fear, and on the one hand, and the other is love. When we are afraid, what do? We pull back. We see smaller. But when we love, we open ourselves to all that life has to offer, and then we see expansively. Our gospel reading this morning is one that many of us, of course, are familiar with. We heard it and read it in Sunday school. And in this gospel, we see the disciples struggling at this intersection of fear and love. Jesus has just finished speaking to the multitudes about through his parables of the kingdom of God. And now he suggests that he and his disciples shall sail by boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. You know, this is more than just a change of location. Jesus has preached the kingdom of God to what we'll call a hometown crowd on the safe side of the sea. Now Jesus makes his first crossing toward a dangerous and possibly difficult destination. Yes, Jesus has spoken of the kingdom of God, and now Jesus will demonstrate that kingdom through his journey across the Sea of Galilee. But Jesus does not go alone on this journey. Instead, he asks his disciples to board the boat with him and make that kingdom crossing, we'll call it. So let's pause for a moment. The disciples, well, they get aboard the boat. That in itself is remarkable, faithful. The gospel does not say Jesus then told them about all his plans, and they agreed those were good plans, worthy and right. No, Jesus just says to them, let's go. And they go. They did not know his whole plan. They just kept the next step that Jesus asked them to take. So they get on the boat and they cross what we'll call the border that lies between what you know, where your comfort is, and that which is unknown and you may find threatening. They respond with faith to his invitation and not fear. But it is not long after the journey begins that the boat is threatened by the storm. And it threatens the lives of all those who are on board that boat. It's a raging storm. It has ferocious winds. And there, out on the water, the disciples confront a chaos that leaves them frightened, without much hope for survival. Our story suggests that only after they've done everything that they know how to do as fishermen and as people familiar with the sea, thank you very much, as people familiar with the sea, as people, fearing disaster, finally look for Jesus. And where is he? Well, he's asleep in the stern of the boat. And the disciples say to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? You know, in a way, this is a story that we've heard before. But more than that, this is the story many of us have lived in our own lives. Who among us has not feared the wind and the waves that threaten our own fragile life vessels? As human beings, we cross seas of uncertainty all the time. Whether we like it or not, we navigate waters, so to speak, that raise questions about who we believe we are, what we believe about the world, and finally, who we believe God to be. This is what it means to be alive. And as Christians who follow a risen Lord, we profess a faith that calls us to get in the boat, to act out of faith, even when chaos looms before us, even where fear would call us to do something differently. The disciples naturally fear this storm. They fear, of course, for their own destruction, and that in and of itself, well, if we were in the same place, we'd say it's a reasonable reaction. The water around that boat is churning. The waves are growing larger. The wind has picked up to such a degree that they can barely stay on their own feet or hear one another shout over the violence of the roar. They are doing all they know how to do, but the boat is still taking on water. It is first at their heels and then at their ankles, and it appears at any moment that that vessel will be lost to the hunger of the sea. They are, quite literally, sinking. And what are they going to do about that? And why in the world, we might ask ourselves, in the midst of all of this, is Jesus sleeping? And the disciples say, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Do you not hear our prayers? Do you not truly comfort and love us after all? But here's the thing, for the disciples then and even for us today, while fear might lead us to believe we are alone, our faith tells us something differently. The disciples not only have each other out in that boat, but they also have Jesus, and I mean literally, he's right there in the boat with them. And their boat wasn't even the only boat crossing the sea that day. Scripture tells us that there were other boats with them. Now, we don't know what was happening with those other boats that were experiencing the storm. Maybe because when chaos strikes and the wind picks up, We tend to forget that the world is bigger than us. Our fears can lead to a distorted perception of life. Life grows smaller. That's what our fears do. They make the world grow smaller. The world, our capabilities, our resources, and even our perception of God are diminished by our fears. And we note all the while, through all of this, Jesus sleeps. Yes, maybe Jesus is confident everything will be okay. Perhaps the disciples didn't actually need to wake Jesus up, only to be present, which he was and still is. Look at what happens when Jesus wakes up. He stretches his arm out over the tumultuous waves, and he says to the sea, "Peace, be still." And immediately there was a dead calm. And this was not what the disciples were expecting. That much is obvious from their reaction. They were filled with awe. How then did they suppose he would respond had he been awake? Did they expect him to roll up his sleeves and help us manage the boat? To offer words of comfort? They certainly had an idea how Jesus might act, but in their fear they underestimated something very important, and that is the power and grace of God. They questioned the presence and care of Jesus. Things weren't going well. They weren't going as well as they expected. And so in their fear, they became suspicious and they became demanding, and they made Jesus seem smaller. Before the storm finally breaks, the disciples think they have Jesus pegged. They think they know what to expect from him. But you know what? It turns out they were wrong. He is powerful, and that's true. But he is also far more restrained, mysterious, unpredictable, and hidden than they had imagined. You know, fear is not the enemy. But where our fear leads us, that's our real cause for concern. Jesus never says that there's nothing to be afraid of. Instead, what he does say is, why? He asks, why are you afraid? And to answer this question requires deep vulnerability and a profound trust in what God is doing through our Lord. We place within the light that which sickens us when we're in the dark. It is to offer to God our deepest desire, that is to be loved, beside our greatest fear that we're not really good enough. To offer our fear to Jesus, it changes us. It transforms us. We take a whole different perspective on ourselves and on this world. We see our power in the body of Christ in the world, and then we imagine a new and unpredicted way with infinite possibilities as we face our fears and uncertainty, and we let Christ's love empower and transform us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.